Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. Lots of people having a crazy couple of days, and that's looking like it's going to continue as well. But whatever you're up against this morning, you know, just this too shall pass.
My issues have been minor, and my panties are in a wad.
No doubt. Oh, my God. I'm crying, pissing and moaning over here, and I didn't even get evacuated. So, you know, there's a lot of people who are just up against it this morning. So we're thinking of you, but whining about what we're going through.
Right.
So.
And the people who have to actually fight the fire?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, we're heading up there.
3,400 firefighters.
Thank you, firefighters.
Risking their lives.
What would we do without you?
And there's more fires down south, too.
I know. It's on fire. We're on fire.
Right.
Okay, let's jump into the album charts here. It's Monday. New music comes out on Fridays, and then a week and a half later, we see how everything did in its first week. So there's only one new album in the top 10. At number 10 is Chris Brown, He Bites Chicks. Indigo sold 30,000 copies. Don't bite your friends. Or your girlfriends, even. So, Chris Brown. What song is that?
This is the one with Justin Bieber.
Oh. Boy, he has no shortage of people who are willing to work with him. Doesn't seem to matter what this guy does. He gets a pass.
He doesn't bite boys, Sarah.
Oh, I see. So the boys are willing. All right. At number 9, this is the only new song in the top 10. Sorry, the only new album in the top 10. It's Gucci Mane. He sold about 31,000 copies of Waptober 2.
Here's Richer Than Everybody.
Richer Than Everybody.
Richer Than Everybody. No V in there. Everybody.
Everybody.
Featuring Young Boy Never Broke Again.
Oh. That guy's name is long. Okay, that's Gucci Mane.
You don't like that?
It's fine.
I've never been a Gucci Mane guy. He's the guy who tattooed the ice cream cone on his face, too.
Oh, that's a good thing to put. Brr.
He had that written across his cheek.
I'm colder than everybody. Brr. Lil TJ sold 31,000 copies of True to Myself. That's good for 8th place. Coming in at number 7 is Young Thug. Just over 31,000 copies of So Much Fun. This is Young Thug.
I like that breath in there, and that mix. Kind of cool, right? Eyes up ahead.
At number 6 is Billie Eilish, 32,000 copies of When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Ow. At number 5 is Taylor Swift's Lover, 39,000 copies of this. Where you go! DaBaby is at number 4. Kirk is the name of the record. 49,000 copies of DaBaby. At number 3 is Summer Walker. 69,000 copies of Over It.
This is Girls Need Love, too.
She sounds tired.
Yeah, it features Drake, though. Don't forget about Drake.
Oh, yay, Drake. Hey, let me hear the Drake part.
Duh.
Does he sound tired, too?
He sounds fabulous, as always.
I guess I just don't understand music anymore. At number 2 is Youngboy Never Broke Again.
Jesus.
AI Youngboy 2, 80,000 copies of that. You like that one, Vaughn? Oh, thumbs down from Vaughn. Wow.
Youngboy
Never Broke Again is out.
Oh, man.
And at number 1, again, this is a big album. 93,000 copies of Hollywood's Bleeding from Post Malone, number 1 this week. The best. So, speaking of new music, on Friday when we were doing the new releases, the one we couldn't find, which was supposed to come out at midnight on Thursday night, Friday morning, was the new Kanye West. Jesus is King. And so it is out this morning, and we have a couple cuts off of that because this should be good. It's not everywhere. We couldn't find it on Amazon. You want to find it on iTunes, right?
That's correct.
All right. So, you know, it's accessible if you want it. Jesus is King. Here's what the new Kanye West sounds like.
This first song I'm about to play is called Follow God. It's a snippet. It's about 30 seconds long.
Oh, we won't hear all 30, will we?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, at least it has a beat. Doesn't seem like one of those meandering CFs he had on his last record. He's hands down the most important artist of our time. I can't remember what he said again.
I don't hate this.
Yeah. I mean, at least compared to the rest of the top 10 here. What was that quote that he did the other day where he's like, I'm the most important artist or most talented artist in the whole wide world or something?
Mm-hmm. That's right. It was.
It's not even a question anymore.
Right. It's just a fact. That's correct. Here it is.
All right, let's hear something else off this brand new, unbelievable album, Jesus is King, from Kanye West.
Undoubtedly. This is a longer cut here. This is called Closed on Sunday.
Closed on Sunday? Huh.
I don't like this as much.
There goes that auto-tune.
Is that him singing? He sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, give me another one. You got one more?
Yeah, I have one more here, and it's called, I think it's called Salah.
Salah?
Yeah, it's S-E-L-A-H. Is that a...
Oh, Salah?
Salah.
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 Like an Islam thing? What is that?
I'm not sure exactly. Salah. I'll look it up as I play this.
Yeah,
I got it.
Oh, thank you.
All right, here it is. I'll just go ahead and roll it. It gets better.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's already better.
Hear that? Yeah, it is, but they actually start singing, which is cool.
I love a big chorus singing hallelujah. Come on.
Totally. Just wait for it.
S-A-L-E-H,
Saleh. Salah in the Bible, occurring frequently at the end of a verse in Psalms and Habakkuk.
Okay.
Habakkuk. Probably Babadook. As a musical direction.
Oh. Huh. Oh.
Here we go.
Well, I'm a believer. He's the greatest human artist of all time. Not even any doubt anymore. I mean...
It's just a fact.
It's just a fact. I mean, there's no question about it.
He also dropped merch for Jesus is King, ranging hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, ranging from $45 to $250.
Wow.
And every purchase comes with pre-sale tickets, access to upcoming Kanye West events.
Oh, he has a tour. Hold on, I have a thing about his tour.
All right.
Let's see. He says he's going to push boundaries, travel the world, and redefine everything audiences expect to see when they show up to a concert. The tour for Jesus is King will be unlike anything anyone has ever seen, says Kanye. The Sunday service format will serve as a pillar to the production. You know how he does this whole thing on Sundays. It's only part of the larger picture. The sources say the tour is meant for all types of venues, inside or out. It'll be versatile to fit the space. He hasn't announced when this tour is happening or any official dates, but he's saying it's going to be a global event for fans around the world to enjoy. Let's see. He was out on Friday in New York City. He said the world tour would start right away. When asked about the stage design, he was quiet. Said it'll be different than the floating stage that he did during the St. Pablo tour. So, something's up. Now he's saying 2024. He's
all out. Right.
Oh, he's still
2024.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. He just pushed it back by 4 years.
He pushed it back.
I see.
Kesha has a new song out.
How's that?
Well, we're about to hear it. So let's see. Her new album's called High Road. It's her fourth studio album. It's coming out January 10th, 2020.
Her album is called The High Road?
High Road.
Weird.
She's yelling about it. I'm taking the high road! Anyway, the track we're going to hear is called Raising Hell, which features Big Frida. Is that he's like a dude, right? Who dresses... I don't know if he's like transgender, or just like he dresses like a woman. I'm not sure. I've seen a bunch of footage. People love this person.
I remember him being in somebody else's video too.
Yeah. It's like a New Orleans staple.
Right.
From what I hear. So anyway, here's a new Kesha song called Raising Hell. I actually like Kesha.
Big Frida was in the song Formation with Beyonce.
Oh, all right. So there you go. It looks like January we'll get the new Kesha record if you want it. It'll be there for you. Katie Hill. We talked about her a little bit on Friday. This is the 32-year-old California representative who had some kind of thruple thing going on. Her husband and some member of her staff, and she's resigned from Congress. She's blaming her estranged husband on this whole thing, or blaming the whole thing on him. Freshman Congresswoman Katie Hill just threw in the towel, according to TMZ, announcing her resignation amid a scandal that she's now blaming on her husband and dirty politics. She issued a letter yesterday saying she was stepping down after winning the seat in last year's election. Northern Los Angeles is her congressional district. In a document...
I wish she wouldn't have.
She makes... I know. You know, though, sometimes you just get some taint on you and... That's the end.
Right,
it's just hard to rise above it.
The thing I read about her, because I hadn't heard this story when you reported it. The thing I read on her about her quitting is she's saying, look, the people who elected me don't deserve to be dragged through this. But the people who elected you believe you can do the job. And frankly, the idea that your husband in a divorce is dragging you through this, I think that sucks. And I think
awful.
The people who elected you would support you through it. Unless that is an actual swastika tattoo.
Which it doesn't look like one.
I mean, unless there's really something going on there that is... Otherwise, most people realize that nudity and sexuality are things that we all experience in different ways. And if she's got a little three-way going that was fine at the time...
I think that the big thing is that it was a staffer and they felt like it was an inappropriate relationship to have with someone who works on your campaign. Don't ask me.
But her thing is that the person they were in the thruple with wasn't the one that breaks the code. And the person she's being accused of having a separate affair with, that's the one that would have broken the code. She's saying, I wasn't with that guy. Mm. They're lying. Now, if that's the lie, and if she's trying to cover that up, and she's bailing because she knows once that comes out, that's going to be the nail. I don't know, but I would prefer that she say, where are you going to go? Like, okay, so you quit. Now it's over? Like, now why not stick it out and see if you can show... The husband to be the scumbag that he appears to
be. Well, she's yelling about the husband from the rooftop. She's making pretty damning allegations against this. He's her estranged husband, by the way. They were already in divorce proceedings. His name is Kenny Heslop. She's in the middle of divorcing him right now. It just got nastier. She writes, this is what needs to happen so the good people who supported me will no longer be subjected to the pain inflicted by my abusive husband and the brutality of hateful political operatives who seem to happily provide a platform to a monster who is driving a smear campaign built around cyber exploitation. Having private photos of personal moments weaponized against me has been an appalling invasion of my privacy. It's also illegal, and we are currently pursuing all our available legal options.
I mean, she was married to the guy, so she felt comfortable enough to be naked around him and let him take pictures.
Right.
And that's what he does with it?
Yeah, that's what he did with it. So there's that.
It's trippy to me that I feel like when I was a kid, if some lady I knew was nice enough to give me a nude picture of herself, I would have been in freaking heaven. And I certainly wouldn't have thought I'm going to expose this to
this is where people go, you know. She is breaking up with him and he's mad. And so he's decided to do the ultimate harm. And he just tanked her career.
Right. He's done it. I just wish, well, never mind. Doesn't matter what I wish.
Right. You know, the problem is you can wish it all you want. There's, you know, too many people are just going to turn that around and go, this person is not fit to hold an office. Although that seems to only apply to some people. Other people can seem to get away with whatever the hell they want to.
My point exactly. Mm. Stick it out.
Right.
Katie Hill, get back in that fight.
I think it's too late.
What?
Elton John has canceled an Indianapolis concert due to illness. This is the story I was telling you about earlier. I wanted to find a thing and just make it clear. He says, I am extremely unwell. He was supposed to perform... this past Saturday night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. This is his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
That's 3 years long.
Yes. It's now been rescheduled for March 26th of 2020. He says, it's with the heaviest heart that I'm forced to deliver the news that I'm extremely unwell and therefore unable to perform tonight. He wrote this Saturday afternoon, I absolutely hate to let my fans down, but I owe it to you to put on the best show possible. And unfortunately, that's simply not possible. Thanks for your support and understanding. Looks like it's a passing thing because it's the only concert that's been canceled so far, it looks like. is the Indianapolis show. And just quickly, hashtag me too, Louis C.K. has announced a new 14-city stand-up tour in an email to fans. About 2 years have gone by since accusations of sexual misconduct against Louis C.K. were made public. And he says, I am on the road doing professional stand-up comedy, which consists of sharing jokes, stories, observation, lies, non-lies, and being generally ridiculous for the benefit of a laughing audience. So if you support him and you like Louis C.K., maybe you got the email and you can buy tickets to your local show.
I didn't get it. Did you?
I didn't. I'm not on his mailing list, I guess, Ben. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
A new level of friendship. Are you an on-the-way friend?
On the way.
After these.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Thanks, Jane. Got a little throwback. She just sent me a black heart, too. So
boy, that Jane sure does love you.
She does. I like it. Jane, playing a game called by its real name. Yeah, Jane.
Boy, if you'd only milked it, I swear I would have bet you almost anything I was going to win that war, that battle for Jane's heart.
Girls got to stick together.
I just thought.
I just knew it.
I got this on lock.
I'm like, Jane loves me, and I love Jane. I knew
Well,
I knew
turns
it,
out
baby.
You were right.
I know. I mean, I could have just as easily been wrong, but I wasn't. So don't be jealous. Hey, jealousy. Anyway, that was nice of you, Jane. Thanks. The last couple of days, she's been throwing us some good songs and old throwbacks.
Not that they're not always good songs.
No, but like old songs from the inception. So I guess Building a Mystery is tomorrow.
From when we were kids.
Yeah, from back when we were kids. And we were just kids when we started here. Look at us now.
You're right.
Grandma and Grandpa. How you doing, kids? All right. Listen, first we're going to have our oatmeal. Gum that up real good, and then we're going to talk about the old days right after this.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
It smells like smoke.
Yeah, it does.
Nearly 200,000 people have been ordered from their Northern California homes. Residents, jail inmates, more than 100 hospital patients, animals. Lots of people suffering today as I'm sitting at work today.
I know.
So
I was actually thinking how lucky we are that at least there's power here in San Francisco and we can come in and do our jobs. You know, a lot of people are just scurrying around trying to get it together.
Probably 100 buildings lost, and it looks like 80,000 more. Threatened.
Oh boy.
And this is
80,000.
Southern California is having a similar problem. Mm-hmm. And so today they're saying we have a break in the storm and an opportunity to gain some traction on these fires.
Right.
There's another wind event expected for Tuesday. So it's likely if you get your power back, you may lose it again going
tomorrow.
Into.
It's actually
Wednesday.
I mean, it's not. I wouldn't say it's screaming wind right now, but it's pretty windy right now. That flag is.
It's weird. It's
going.
It's been situational too, like depending on where you're at. But
right.
That doesn't mean these open spots in the north aren't being blown.
Right. Exactly.
So anyway, the latest is that the brave men and women who are fighting these fires for us on our behalf are out there. And going hard today, hopefully getting a leg up on these things as more wind expected. Okay?
Okay.
So there's that. This next story. Sarah, you're from St. Louis.
I'm not from St. Louis.
Sure you are.
No, I lived there once. And then I left.
So you know St. Louis County.
Sure.
St. Louis County Police Department Sergeant Keith Wildhaber. Wild Haber just got almost 20 million bucks from a jury.
What happened?
What happened is he's gay.
Uh-huh.
And they were keeping him down.
Oh. 20 million
they
bucks.
They say
worth.
Sergeant Keith Wildhaber had more than 15 years of experience on the force when he applied for a promotion in 2014, and by all accounts, he was a strong candidate. This is a guy who spent time in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
After finishing his Army time, took up policing.
Okay. That was his next thing. Making it work.
Shortly after applying for the promotion, where, again, by all accounts, he was a strong candidate, he was informed there was one thing standing in his way of becoming a lieutenant.
Oh, he was told this. He wasn't just denied the job. They said why.
The command staff has a problem with your sexuality, a member of the St. Louis County Board of Police Commissioners allegedly told Wildhaber in February 2014. If you ever want to see a white shirt, that's a promotion, tone down your gayness.
Oh, boy.
A jury recently sided with Wildhaber, who filed a discrimination suit against St. Louis County in 2017 and awarded him nearly 20 million bucks.
Wow.
They say the judgment is intended to send a message. And according to the reports here, message has been heard. They're going to probably be forced to clean house.
That's amazing.
Yeah. If you're going to discriminate, says the jury, you're going to pay a big price.
Mm.
You can't defend the indefensible. We wanted to send a message, said jury foreman. Oh, sorry, I'm doing this on my iPad.
That's
and normally
fine.
I would have highlighted.
Like, this is great.
Well, I wanted to
get
find
the hell out of here.
$20 million.
I'm going to be styling. Where's it going to go? Miami? Go have a party in Miami?
One witness recalled a captain describing Wildhaber as fruity at an event in April of 2015. The captain went on to say that Wildhaber was way too out there with his gayness, and he needed to tone it down.
Oh, boy.
And I would bet, as the St. Louis County Police Department has to pay this and figure out how to fix things from the top down,
mm-hmm.
that some of these people are going to be heading off into retirement.
Bye.
So.
That's quite a judgment.
$20 million.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find the part where they're talking about how they're going to have to fire people, but I can't find it in my little.
Well, if he's got specific examples of discrimination, retraining at best, firing at worst.
There it is. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, oof. A mom in Colorado posted online after one of her friends drove 30 miles to help her out. She coined the new term on the way friend, and it's trending.
I'm on the way.
Meaning true friends who'll drop everything and say, I'm on the way.
Yep.
If you,
you got
if they
it.
Know
I'll help you bury
them.
That body. No problem. We're going to hide that sucker.
Why does it always go to murder
way.
With you?
Because that's, you know.
Every time.
Someone, listen, if you murder someone, call me. I'm going to help you out. I mean, probably. You know, I'm going to need to know the circumstances.
Well, so then you are judging me.
But I'm on the way. We'll talk. I mean, I'm in my car already. Tell me more. Tell me what's going on.
A woman in Colorado posted this story on a mom blog last week after one of her friends drove to help her out. The post inspired the new term, on the way friends. It's the true friendship. She says she was overwhelmed with being a mom and with life in general, so she called a friend to vent and cry. Then she said she really didn't want to be alone, and her friend immediately said, I'm on the way. It was then when she said, it's okay. Don't.
Yeah, I'm just calling to vent. You're very sweet. That's nice.
You don't have
to.
Oh,
well, I am on the way.
Yeah, my house is dirty. I don't want to burden you.
I'm coming over and cleaning your house. I'm sending you to the movies, and I'll take a kid for 2 hours.
Her friend drove more than 30 miles to get there, picked up another friend on the way. They showed up with lunch, and they cleaned her house for her.
Oh, that's so cute.
The new term, on the way, friends, is trending.
I want to be an on the way friend. I'm on my way.
It's inspiring people to think of who their on the way friends are. Mm.
The people
and
you
to be
call
that friend to someone else if they need it.
Yep.
So there you go.
I like it.
Friends. Are you one of those friends?
A friend in need
an
is a friend indeed.
Friend? You know, especially in times now where we're dealing with, you know, we're doing a better job, not the best job and not done by any stretch of the imagination, but we're doing a better job dealing with depression mm-hmm. and mental health. It's
well,
nice
we're not
to
saying,
see
hey, cheer up.
Where we're well, that's I mean,
cheer up, buck up, buttercup.
I do think there's that response where sure. a friend would be like, tough love. Hey, listen, you went and had these kids, and now you got to deal with it.
Yeah, we all got problems.
Snap out of
Suck
it.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That person might think they're being a good friend, too.
And maybe they are in some cases.
What you need is a good chewing out.
Yeah. I'm going to smack you upside your head and see if we can't get that thing settled on there straight.
I mean... Right?
Yeah.
I thought it was the opposite. You know, some of your friends, the flaky, jerky friends, you go, hey, you're supposed to be here at 1 o'clock. Yeah, dude, I'm on the way.
Oh, you thought it was, oh, I've been that guy. Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm on the way. Passing up Highway 19 right now. I'm on the way.
Yep, those kind too. It's a couple different kinds of on the way friends.
Man,
yeah, I'm on my way. I'll be there, you know, soon.
What I would have done to have a texting machine when I was young, because that old on the way thing's way cooler when you don't have to, when you don't answer your own phone.
Yep.
No, I'm on my way.
No, you're not. You're at home picking up the phone.
Really long cord. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, it's one of those newfangled cordless phones. I'm in my car.
I got caught in that mess a bunch of times. Mm.
Hello? No, it's not me. It's me, Jan.
It's too late for me. Our pumpkins are already dead. They're in the front yard, they're in the doorway, and they are rotting to hell. But,
well, if you've carved them, they immediately rot.
Right.
But if you know, maybe get do some new ones this week.
They say here that if you're carving, there are some ways to stretch that pumpkin's health a little longer. Clean the inside thoroughly. Make sure the inside of your pumpkin is as clean and dry as possible.
Huh? All right.
That means get all the guts out and all the seeds. Leaving anything behind is what makes it get moldy fast.
I see.
Apply petroleum jelly or oil.
Oh!
Putting Vaseline or vegetable oil on the carved edges will keep them moisturized and stop it from drying out.
That's good. That's a good one. But because pumpkins get leaky, too. Sometimes you have to actually scrape them off your porch.
Hold on, this part's really important.
Okay.
Those are flammable, so don't put candles inside your pumpkin.
Oh.
Only use glow sticks.
Mm, I like candles. I'll just
I grew my pumpkins last night, so this is actually really helpful. But at Target, they sell lights that are like fake candles.
Yeah.
They have like a strobe light that changes different colors.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Stuff like that.
Then you can use the Vaseline or the oil.
Yours might make it till Thursday, though.
I'm hoping. My dad said it was too early, but yesterday... we didn't really have anything to do because we were stuck at home.
Yeah,
so.
You know, no power. Let's carve some pumpkins.
Yeah.
Let's do this
thing.
You
can see her pumpkins on her Instagram.
Oh, yeah? On your Instagram? What's your Instagram?
Nicole.
Oh, that's right.
Underscore.
Oh, we have to wait for you to approve us.
The Jesus.
No, I'm public now.
I don't think you approved me.
Oh, she went public.
No, I went public.
She went public.
I PO'd it.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted an update of the dog, so I posted an update on Instagram.
All right. The dog's name was Jackson, and don't worry, the owner found him.
Yes.
In case you were wondering. That nice little doggy's back with his family.
It's a happy ending. There's not enough of those these days.
I know.
Store your pumpkin in the fridge, or put your pumpkin in a plastic bag in the refrigerator. Actually, that's no good. Our refrigerators are all going
warm.
And the whole point is that I want that thing out of my front porch.
Rehydrate the pumpkin daily.
Oh.
Pumpkins can shrivel up when they run out of moisture. Spraying it every day with water mixed with a few drops of bleach will keep it moist.
Oh, water
and
bleach.
And stop bacteria from growing.
All right.
And lastly, don't carve it, dummy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just stick it out on your porch uncarved.
Pumpkin will last forever.
Right. Just draw. You know what you do? Take a marker and just draw some faces.
I was about to give up and just do that.
Yeah.
We did. Well, they did because I wasn't at that party. I was surfing that day.
They had a little party.
They had a party. They did paint and carving.
Oh.
So
some of them are painted and some are carved.
No, they mean they carved them
and then painted
on them as well.
Oh, that's fun.
So they're rotting. Like, they're not. There's no way to make it. They're going in the trash today. If we get to go home. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what's happening. Anyway.
Well, you probably at least visit the house, you know.
You're
so lucky you have that
right.
place that has power. Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm going home. I'm going to go clean my fridge and bring home
well,
some groceries.
Well, have you checked back at home to see if the power's back on yet?
Have we been getting reports that power's getting turned back on?
Here and there, but you can also check on PG&E website.
Don't you have cameras?
It doesn't look too good for Marin County, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Let me check and see if my ring is working.
All right.
It does not look like it's working. Hold on. Yeah, 10:25 is the last time it was. Let's say the 28th.
Yes.
Police in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, were looking for a 36-year-old car thief named Jonathan Foskey on Thursday. His master plan was to hide from them in a dumpster.
Oh, fun.
Somebody's hungry.
You hungry?
I don't know. I don't even. Why do you think? Why do you assume that was me?
So it wasn't?
I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, if you didn't hear it, someone's gurgling.
It.
There's a gurgling going
stop
on.
It.
It's
no one
loud
can even
in my
hear
headphones.
It.
How did I hear it then?
Because you weren't talking and it's quiet in here. People are out having a life. They don't need to know that I'm gurgling. Every
anyway,
day.
This guy's master plan was to hide from them in a dumpster.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Yuck.
Did you ever play in dumpsters when you were a kid?
You know, you play in one dumpster, and then you either learn that you're going to smell like garbage afterward, or you don't learn, and those are the people who continue to play in dumpsters.
We had a Safeway right around the, like, I could get to this, the back of a Safeway in under 2 minutes.
From your house.
And we hung, and they had good cement in the back of the Safeway, really smooth and clean, so we skateboarded there all the time.
Yeah.
And that was a place I jumped in those dumpsters 1,000
why?
Times. I don't know why. And with all my germ phobias.
Stinky.
I know.
Even being near a dumpster, it's like, oh, there's one place I never want to jump into. Mm. I can't get away from this dumpster fast enough.
Anyway, yeah. This guy was hiding in the dumpster. Someone called the cops to tell them, we saw that guy jump in a dumpster. But by then.
The dumpster
by the
truck
time
came.
The cops got there, Jonathan had changed his hiding spot.
Oh, no.
And he moved on to a porta potty.
Oh, God, this guy just likes hiding in stinky places.
The cops found him inside there, too, and caught him after a brief chase, and he was hit with several charges.
Oh, that's good. You know, he's probably like, thank God, just get me out of here. This stinks in here.
I'm guessing, because it does, porta potties is not a dumpster.
They're both horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Like, pick the two worst places on earth to hide in. You just look around yourself and go, it's just not worth it. This
oh,
life of crime.
If I didn't mention the Niners won, everyone.
Yeah,
they're
they did.
Still undefeated.
Right.
And looked good. A convincing win.
Yeah, big numbers. 51? Was that their final?
51.
Crazy.
The Raiders lost and the Nats are collapsing in the World Series.
Boy, they were off to a good start.
And tonight's Monday Night Football game is unwatchable, so you'll have to find something
oh,
else to
it?
Do. It's the Steelers and the Dolphins.
Well, I don't have power anyway. So.
And the Dolphins are tanking to get first round draft or the first pick in the draft, so they expect to go in there and lose.
Wow.
Yay.
Yay, not trying?
800-400-3697 is our text number. We love to hear from you guys, so feel free to text us anytime. 415 says, OMG, I'm traveling and the radio started getting staticky, so I switched to
radio.com.
You're coming in perfectly. Thanks, Entercom.
$1 billion app. It's free. Listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Can you take
us with you wherever
take that
you
audio
go.
And send that to New York for us,
yeah,
would you?
Do it.
Got it.
Send all those little plugs we do for radio.com. Oh, yeah, Bala Cynwyd, not New York.
Right. Right.
Somewhere in Pennsylvania.
To Bala Cynwyd. Thank you. Having an affair with a staffer is a breach of ethics. It's against the rules. Pelosi asked her to resign. I did just after you did the story look that up.
Yeah.
And it's true that Pelosi apparently had kind of picked her to run and had also said to her, you can't.
This is no good.
So it's not a fight she was going to be allowed to stay in. Mm. I was hoping that she would stay and prove her ex-husband to be a scumbag.
Right.
It's her husband. Of course she let him take some nudes. Yeah. Who would ever think you're going to find yourself getting those exposed, like,
right?
Not just nationally, but World Wide Web.
Mm. Don't include me in this.
You're in it.
I'm
you
not.
Hear yourself?
I just didn't even want to be there. That's not me. That's something else. Come on now, Bill. Sarah.
Per Joyce Myers, Salah means pause and think about. So it's at the end of scripture. It's about what you just read to
Salah?
Get an understanding. Salah.
I see. Salah. Like amen, but with more like pondering time.
Right.
All right.
Let's,
now I know.
Let's think
as
about
I
that.
God, I didn't know that word at all.
Me either. And I go to church.
I was forced to read the Bible. I gave up church a while ago. It's a good, I got to say, just that little sample we had, it's the best stuff I've heard from Kanye in a while. This is pretty good. I like this part. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh! Come on! Yeah. Like that. Okay. Kill it. You're going bananas over there. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, finish up the texts and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.